I got into this because, one, I wanted to give back. I wanted to have a career that meant something.
Kimberly Matthews is a 54-year-old certified nursing assistant at a Bucks County nursing home. She, along with 36-year-old Tiffany Harris, are students at Bucks County Community College. Harris works as an emergency room secretary at a New Jersey hospital.
I am nervous, but it's not that I'm scared. It's almost like this is what I signed up for, but it is unnerving to know that you're walking into a situation where everyone is potentially sick and you're just walking into it. You know, you don't feel great about it, but it is what it is.
Right now, medical professionals in Pennsylvania account for nearly 5% of all cases of infection. Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine said upwards of 1,000 healthcare workers throughout the state have tested positive for the coronavirus.
The only thing that really worries me, I mean, I don't want to get sick, obviously, and I'm doing everything I can to protect myself. Like, when I come from work, I take a shower, I change my clothes before I even get in my car, because, you know, you don't know if it's on you or not. But I still feel good about it. I just want to know that when I go to work, I have what I need to feel safe. That's the scariest part. You know, you don't want to go to work as a sacrificial lamb.
Fellow nursing student Jamie Froggett agrees. At 51 years old, she works as a paramedic in Bensalem.
I kind of have the opinion that when something like this happens, there are two kinds of people. There are people who just go, okay, and they just deal with it and you just make it work. I mean, we might not have everything we need and we might be tired and overworked, but you just keep looking at the end point. And then other people who just cannot take the pressure, and hopefully they stay home because we don't need them. I think healthcare is the rule. Generally, we're always looking for the end of that rainbow. We're going to get there. We can't see it at this moment, but it's going to happen.
Froggett says that when you're working around the clock to save lives, basic human necessities that healthcare workers need can start to slip through the cracks.
We're not heroes, we're just people. And they have to take care of us. We all have to work together, but they have to take care of us. They have to understand that we need to work together, but we may need a place to lay down. Hospitals don't have rooms where you can go take a nap. You can't live there if you're not a patient. Well, if you're there 24 hours a day, where do you sleep? Where do you eat? Where do you shower?
And Harris said that there's a stark difference between what's taught in textbooks and the reality of working to save lives amid a pandemic in an ER.
The last 4 weeks, a lot has changed. What used to be not acceptable is now okay. So that part's a little unnerving. You know, like as far as like N95 masks, you wear them once and then you throw them out. Now it's you keep them, let them air out. So things like that are a little like, oh, okay, that's different.
I hope they get it under control, but I see and hear like on the news nurses every day and what they do, and you really have to have a heart for it to keep going. I see the ones that are crying over their patients who've died. Even though I'm not like in the trenches yet, I'm still side by side. Somebody's got to be there for them. The more I got into nursing, the more and more I wanted to do it more. As hard as it was or is, I still find it's one of the best jobs in the world.
Kimberly Matthews, Tiffany Harris, and Jamie Froggett all expect to graduate in June, and then they'll take their exams in the hopes of becoming licensed practical nurses. In Bucks County, Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.